We began yesterday discussing various aspects and categories of Hidr Mitzvah. I mentioned that the Brice and Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel Beis discusses Hidr Mitzvah in terms of Cheftisho Mitzvah. The Cheftisho Mitzvah should be one which reflects Zek Kelev Hanveil, Sukkana, Lulavna, Shofarna, and the like. And then a concept of Hidr Mitzvah in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah and in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah. The many Marmakomos indicate that sometimes that is indeed the instance. The concept of Mitzvah Bayosim B'Shluchal, what also says when it comes to Shomea Ka'one, the Chiddush of Prima Gadim regarding Latzeis L'chol Hadeos, Ad Shlish, those are not Hidr Mitzvah in terms of Cheftisho Mitzvah, but rather it means that the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah should be fulfilled and in its complete entirety, and therefore that is considered to be a mitzvah b'shlemusa. We had mentioned that sugi and sukkah, daf yud aleph amud aleph, where the Gemara tells us the machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yud and the Chachamim regarding lulav tzarech egen. According to Rabbi Yud, it's clear that's a din daraisa, gzeir shavav agudas ezov, and that is even ikuva. The Gemara says, according to the Chachamim, still lulav tzarech eged, but that is only because of hidr mitzvah. And the Gemara is explicit that therefore it's a din l'chatchila, but one would be yotze even if one fails to make the aguda, binding the lulav with the hadasim and aravos. Fascinating machlokes again between the Ritva and the Raiver, and that's sugi and sukkah and afir aleph. How can that possibly be that it's only a din l'chatchila? The Ritva writes in that sugya, very great chiddush, that apparently you see that that concept of hidr mitzvah is only a din drabanan, because the Ritva writes that had hidr mitzvah been a din daraisa, in such a case we make b'di'eved. The fact that lulav tzarech eged because of hidr, but it's only a din l'chatchila, that's a rai muchachas that hidr mitzvah is a din drabanan. Take a look at that Ritva, very important. The Ritva seemingly is indicating that you don't find a din daraisa which is l'chatchila. Is that really true, that there's never such an instance? At least when it comes to that instance, for example, a psul or a cheftza, maybe not chinami, that really is true. If it would be a psul, if it's a psul daraisa, you cannot argue that it's only a din l'chatchila, not b'dieved. But the ravid is mafurish nasogas and balamor, and that's sugin afir aleph, that hidr mitzvah is a din daraisa. And therefore, eino chinami, it's necessary according to the chachamim, but not every din daraisa is likuva. Normally we require at times, shanalava kosov lake. The Torah has to reiterate. In fact, that's true. That's the context of that hasoga saraivin. So why is it lulav tzarech eged? Using our two models, that there is a concept of cheftza, or there's a concept of hidr mitzvah when it comes to maisa hamitzvah. One possibility is that's true when it comes to lulav tzarech eged, that the cheftza shel lulav requires eged. The Gemara, for example, suggests, according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, there will be a psul of tasav lo min ha'asui. Let's assume you have the case we discussed in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, Davar Sheni Miskavein. You have a hadas that has more berries than leaves. If you'll take off the berries, now the hadas is kosher. Of course, the issue whether you can do so on Yantiv. What happens if a person would make the egged, and then after the hadas is already included in that egged, now we'll pick off the berries? So when the egged was made, the hadas was possible. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi, that's not good because of tasav na'asui. Poshub Shatah seems to indicate that there's aloch of cheftza according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's not considered to be a proper cheftza shel mitzvah if in fact the hadasim are bound to lulav bipsul. According to the Chacham, however, that no, it's a function of simply hidr mitzvah. Is that halach in cheftza? Maybe one could argue that no, that's halach in gavur, simply in terms of mais and atila. Just like we require that l'chatchila, all the dalad minim should be taken biyachad, the Rambam writes, if you take it bezeh or zeh, you're yotzei. But part of the mais and atila, l'kaftim l'chem, the mais and l'kicha, should be l'kichatama. Maybe that's also true when it comes to such a case of lulav tzarech eged. So once you see that there is a concept of hidr mitzvah in terms of maisa hamitzvah as well, not only in cheftisho mitzvah, in maisa mitzvah, in such a case, maybe that's part of the halacha of lakichatam. In fact, Tosos points out the great chiddush in Gittin Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Tosos writes the name of Rabbeinu Tam the following. We know, for example, that women are exempt from tzitzis. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam writes the following chiddush, that women cannot participate in the hatolas tzitzis. They can't make the tzitzis. They can't affix the tzitzis. You require one who is obligated in the mitzvah. Just like, for example, when it comes to tefillin, women cannot write tefillin. Ukshartam uchsavtam. You need a bar kshira. You need someone who is ikah v'toras. So therefore, the same thing is true when it comes to tzitzis as well. Tosos writes the following chiddush, the same thing is true when it comes to the eged halulav. After all, women are exempt from the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. It's a mitzvah say Shehazman Grama. No, and in such a case, therefore, women cannot make that eged, binding the lulav tadas maravos. That also is considered to be that which is eino betorah. So that again is a chiddush. That even though the eged is only necessary because of hidra mitzvah, we should apply that principle, that chiddush Rabbein Yotam, of eino betorah. So is that really true, that women cannot participate in the hidra mitzvah? I'd imagine, for example, that part of the elements that the Gemara discusses of Hidra Mitzvahs have a sukkah. The Gemara describes at length in Sukkah Daf Tes having a sukkah decorated and having it in a beautiful fashion. The Gemara mentions, right, examples of such a Hidra Mitzvah, no? So that would mean you need someone who is Ika B'Toras. Only one who is obligated in the mitzvah tzitzis can affix the decorations. And otherwise, that would not be the case. Rabbi Natan says this is true when it comes to lulav tzarech eged. One obviously can distinguish between the different types of hidurim. If it's simply a halacha of noi, that the sukkah should look beautiful, so in that case, you don't need someone who is ika b'toras. No, that simply is pragmatic. That's the totsah, that the cheftu shel mitzvah should one that appears to be beautiful. That's that kim of zekeim vanveyu. But that's not the type of hidra when it comes to lulav tzarech eged. It's halach of noi or yafi, comparable to that sugya in Shabbos and of Kuflam and Gimel. Here, right, it's la halacha that an egg is required, a kesher al gabe kesher, or according to the chiddush of Avnei Nezer, it's part of the mais and netila. There, one could argue, as Rabbi Yotam was, that if one is exempt from the kicha, and this is a function of the kicha tama, then you have that requirement of one who is, in fact, ika b'torah. Someone cannot equate hidra mitzvah lulav when it comes to hidra mitzvah of sukkah at all. Why should this be true that the different elements of hidra mitzvah, one aloch and cheftza, but also as we talked about ki mitzvah, maisa hamitzvah, that also is considered to be part of zekeli vanveyu. So there is a fascinating comment that Rashi has. This Rashi is found in Yuman Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. When Rashi discusses the Kriyas HaTorah and Yom HaKippurim, and individuals would bring the Sefer Torah in the whole process of that Kriya on Yom Kippur. So Rashi writes the following Chiddush. The Lashon of Rashi is Laharos Noyav Shel Sefer Torah, to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah, and then Rashi adds the following phrase, V'tiferes Ba'aleha, Tiferes Ba'aleha, the splendor of the individual. Shetarach lihisna b'mitzvah, that the person is going through, right, all of the effort in order to beautify the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Shenemar, as Rashi says, zekeli vanveyu hisna lefana b'mitzvos. Rashi writes that what is zekeli vanveyu, right, tiferes ba'aleha, shetarach lihisna b'mitzvos, the splendor of the individual. That's a very interesting chiddush. The concept of tiferes ba'aleha, that's not halach in cheftza. No, that's halach obviously in gavra. It means the individual who is going the extra mile, who is exerting, right, the extra stage, the extra effort to see to it that the mitzvah is fulfilled in the most pristine fashion. That halach, as Rashi writes, not only noyav shel sefer Torah, but tiferes ba'aleha. That you understand the second category of hidra mitzvah, not simply in terms of cheftza shel mitzvah, but a concept of hidra mitzvah, right, betoras gavra. That's something which is critically important. And therefore one could argue, aniya, or mitzvah b'yoseh b'shlucho, or to be yotzi l'chol hadeos, all of that is considered to be part of that concept of hidra mitzvah. Rashi writes the following chiddush in Sukkah, Daf Chavtes, in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that lulav yavesh is possible, but the Gemara never tells us exactly why that's true. Many different deis and rishonim, why is it that a lulav hayavesh is possible? The Rashi, in the very beginning of lulav hagozel, writes the chiddush of again, zekeli vanvehu, zekeli vanvehu. You see a very great chiddush according to Rashi, that at times, that if one is lacking hidra mitzvah, that's makiv, even b'di'evit. In fact, Tosos raises the kasha from the sugya earlier in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, where lulav tzarech eged is only a din lechatchila, and it is not likuva. The Miri writes in that sugya that lo kol hamidos shavos. You can't equate all different aspects of hidra mitzvah. One could envision that sometimes hidra mitzvah is a ki mitzvah lechatchila. Sometimes hidra mitzvah is halacha which is makev b'di'evet. Maybe one could argue a psul and cheftz like lulav yavesh is b'di'evet. But lulav tzarech eged, perhaps as Avi Nezer suggested, part of maisa l'kicha, l'kicha tama, that's only a din l'chatchila. But Rashi Shita, in fact, is that the halacha of lulav hayavish is possible, is not as Tosus explains the gzeres hakosav of priyei tzadar, and that not only applies to esrog, but it applies to lulav. Rashi cites the pasuk of zekei levan ve'ilis, not the falah b'mitzvos, that this applies b'chalot harikulo. There's even a further chiddush that Rashi writes. Rashi does this one other place as well, the sugin gitnan davchav. Here the Gemara discusses, this will be very important for the malach of kosev on Shabbos, ksav al gavei ksav. Is that considered to be ksiva or is it not? The Gemara writes the following. A person was intending to write the name Yehuda, and he left out the Dalit. So now you have Yud Kei Vav Kei. Can that be used as a kosher Shem Hashem? So the Gemara says, let's say he's writing a Sefer Torah. Let's say it should say Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? But the guy, for whatever reason, was intending to write Yehuda. Lo and behold, he looks. You know, he left out the Dali, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. As it is, that is not a ksiva lishma. But the following, would a person simply be allowed, as the Gemara says, that ma'avir alav kumul simakacho, so just write over it, Yud Kei Vav Kei, ksav agave ksav. Would that be allowed or would that not? So the Gemara says, in such an instance, ein zeh shem min hamuchar, that is not considered to be an appropriate way of ksiva shem Hashem, ksav agave ksav, and the Gemara cites the pasuk, zekei in vanveyu, that is not considered to be a proper ksiva Hashem. Ksav al gavei ksav. There, you see that Gemara in Gittin and Davchav, right? That's li'ikuva. The Gemara doesn't just say l'chadchila. The Gemara says even b'di'evet, that is insufficient, because the zekei v'anveyu. It's very interesting. That's the makor that you have in Shas, that sometimes zekei v'anveyu is li'ikuva. Right? Tosa said that, how can Rashi say lulav hayavish is possible because zekei v'anveyu? That's only a din l'chadchila, but the Gemara does have in Gittin and Davchav. Right, a case of ksav al gavi ksav when it comes to ksiva shem Hashem is zekev an veyu, is makev even b'dieved. The only question is the following. When the Gemara makes that statement, is the Gemara referring to Hidra Mitzvah? Or does the Gemara mean something else entirely? If you look in Rashi, and that's sugi in Gittin Davchav, Rashi again quotes the zekev an veyu of Kol HaTorah Kula, Hisnala from the Mitzvos. Rashi refers you to the Brayis and Shabbos of Kuflam and Gimel. That's exactly Rashi Shita. What the Gemara said regarding Sivas Hashem is not a separate halacha, but that's Hidr Mitzvah B'chalot Torah Kula, and Hidr Mitzvah, right, at times is even Ikuv as well. If you assume that's not the case, that Hidr Mitzvah is only a din L'chadchila, so how would Tosus, for example, understand that Gemara? Soleichik suggested, this is also found in some Sofer, an interesting Chiddush, that no, maybe that is Zekeli Van Vehu. The drasha of Zekeli Van Vehu is Yisnala Fana B'mitzvos. But even without that drasha of Sukkona, Lulavna, Shofrona, what about Ksivas Hashem? Interesting chav. No, Zekeli Van Vehu. No, when it comes to Ksiva Hashem Hashem, there the pasuk tells us explicitly, Zekeli, this is Hashras Hashchina. But in literal sense, when it comes to Shem Hashem, that certainly requires Noi V'Hadar. Zeh Kevan Ve'yu. One could debate whether the next step of Yisnala from the mitzvahs generally, whether that's Daraisa, that's Darabonan, that's the Chadchila, that's B'dieved, but when it comes to Ksivas Hashem, in such a case, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara tells us in Gittin. But Rashi blends the sugyas. Rashi tells you that this halacha Zeh Kevan Ve'yu, Gittin Davchav, is exactly that sugya Shabbos Davchav Lamed Gimel, that's halacha of Hidra Mitzvah. Generally, an interesting chiddush. Even if you assume, according to Rashi, that zekem veil at times could be the ikuvah, ksivas Hashem, lulav yavesh, l'chora, one certainly has to distinguish between different forms of hidur mitzvah in the following sense. Sometimes you have a halacha of hidur mitzvah which is relative. What does that mean? Sukkana, lulavna, shofarna. No? Obviously, there's a relative, a subjective element to that noi v'hadar. What does it mean to have a sukkana? What does it mean lulavna? What does it have? Shofarna, kumosna, shiraim noi. That deals with the aesthetic nature of hidur mitzvah. Noi, yofi, beauty. There isn't there a geder mesuyam that tells us that this halacha, right, is a function of hidur mitzvah, meaning a halacha ksuva. there's a marked difference between ksav gabi ksav as opposed to sukkana lulavna, a difference between yavesh as opposed to sukkana lulavna. The aesthetic quality of noi vahadar, that which is more subjective, that you don't find is likuva. Right? You wouldn't argue that if one doesn't have that sukkana, he's not yotzi the mitzvah. That certainly is not the case. That obviously is a din lechatchila. The question, though, is the following. When there are halachos that emanate from hider mitzvah that are defined, halachos ksuvos, no? It's kotsuv in the sense that yavesh or ksivas Hashem. Then one could envision the possibility that that is makiv even b'diavet. That is not just simply a din lechatchila. Just because it's a halacha ksuva does not mean it's always b'diavet. But at least there is that possibility. However, when you're dealing with the more abstract, aesthetic quality of chefzina, that certainly is only a din lechatchila. That's not something which is in fact Likuva. In other words, sometimes when it comes to hider mitzvah, the chachamim just point in a certain direction. See to it that the object with which the mitzvah is performed is beautiful. That directive of the chachamim, that's lechatchila. If the chachamim mandate a particular specific halacha as a function of hider mitzvah, that one can argue, right, that objective halacha, that could be that which is b'di'evet. Rosh Weiss pointed to a following diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam Nochas Klei HaMikdash Berachas Halacha Dalet discusses the following. It's based on the sugyan Zvachim Adaf Yudches Amadeis. When it comes to Big Day Kohuna, the Big Day Kohuna must be the Chavr L'Sifares. They must exhibit splendor, beauty. So the Gemara writes the following. Sometimes it's L'Chadchila, sometimes it's B'di'evet. Let's assume you have big day kumuna that are mitush tashim. They're soiled. B'dieved, they can still be used for the purpose of avoda. Let's assume they're mikuraim. Let's assume that they're ripped. Then the Gemara writes in Zvach Mirches Mudeis, that's possible. So a ripped beged is possible. A soiled beged is kosher. The Shitu Kabetzes, not Sugin, Zvachim, Daf Yitzayim, and Yirches Mudeis, it grapples with the difference. Why is that true? The Shidduch Gebetzes writes that maybe if they're begadim or mitush tashim, that's just noi. If mikuraim, that already doesn't even meet the requirement of lechavr l'sifares. But if you look in that Rambam, as mentioned, Klei HaMikdash and Ches Dalet, the Rambam writes all these halachas. The Rambam writes in both of them, shenemar lechavr l'sifares. It's an interesting chiddush that lechavr l'sifares, the description of Big Day Kuna, is that the chatchila? Is that b'di'evet? The Rambam writes this distinction. Mitush tashim midin lechatchila, mikroim midin b'di'evet. Where do you distinguish between the two? So that's a chiddush for our suggestion. Just like when it comes to hider mitzvah. If you're dealing with hider mitzvah in terms of the aesthetic perception, sukkana, lulavna, shofarna, that is a din lechatchila. If you're talking about a halacha ktsuva, which is a function of hider mitzvah, that you can envision as b'di'evet. There's a marked difference between a soiled garment, begodim mitushtashim, as the Rambam writes, as opposed to begodim mikuraim. A ripped garment is an objective psul, comparable, for example, to lulav yavesh. Ksav agav eksav. Mashenkem, when it comes to mitushtashim, when is something considered to be freshly pressed, freshly cleaned? When is something considered to be soiled that a person would not wear such a beged? There's an objective shear. When is something sufficiently soiled? You wore the shirt once. Do you wear it a second time, a third time? Do you not? That's something which is an objective shear. That, comparable to our case, no? That's something where there is no yofi. That has a subjective element to it. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. If there is mikurayin, that's an objective psul. And the same pasuk, l'chavr l'sifares, sometimes it can be l'chadchila, sometimes it can be d'yevet, as when it comes to concepts of hider mitzvah. Using this distinction, one can even go a step further. Sometimes we're very medayik in what the Rambam writes, other times what the Rambam omits. The Rambam writes very little about hider mitzvah. It's a fascinating ha'ara. That whole sugya, kuflam and gimel beis, lulavna, sukana, shofarna, the Rambam does not mention it at all. You'll never find that in the Rambam. That concept of hisnala fun of a mitzvos, that the Rambam does not have. Even the sugya in Baba Kama, of tesamud beis, hider mitzvah shlish, the Rambam does not have that as well. It's interesting chiddush. The Rambam doesn't count, right? Any of that minyan mitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't have it. Nyara chazaka. It's a very interesting chiddush. The Gemara does have another drasha in Kuflam and Gimel. Zekev Havel, the drasha of Abba Shol. Right? A person is obligated to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Avata, that drasha of Zekev and Veyu. The Rambam has the concept, right, of Halachta B'Drocha, certainly. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. The Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Ches. But again, interesting there, the Rambam does not quote Zekei Levan Vehu as the Makar. The Rambam refers you to the Sugya Sot and Daf Yudalet. Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Tilechu. What does it mean to follow a Kadosh Baruch Hu Halacha Achar Midosa? So it's a very interesting Chiddush that the Rambam does not mention the drush of Zekei Levan in terms of Hidra Mitzvah. The Rambam does not mention the drush of Abba Shol, Zekei Levan Nivahu, Hisnala Fana B'Mitzvahs. The Rambam omits it entirely. The Rambam obviously does have the formal halachos that the Gemara mentions. In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam writes, Lulav Tzarech Eged. In Perek Dalet of Hilchos Mila, the Rambam writes, Tzitzin Shein Ma'afin Esamila. Those halachos the Rambam will have, the halachos ktsuvos, no? Orla, or Lulav, that the Rambam mentions. But the broader application, just as we mentioned, there must be a difference between cheftzina as opposed to tzitzin shein makvin. Tzitzin shein makvin is objective. Is the orla present? Is it not present? No. That's something which obviously is the case. In that halacha, one could envision the chachila b'dievet. The broader strokes of hisnala fana b'mitzvos, that the Rambam does not mention whatsoever. Maybe one could argue the following chiddush. That the halachos ktsuvos of the Gemara, eger, ksav, agabesav, or tzitzin, those are halachos. Those are halachos. What about the broadest application of hidra mitzvah zekei v'aveyu? Maybe that is amidas chasidus. That's the chiddush that Rabbi suggested. The approach of hisnala fana b'mitzvos, that's a hanhaga haruya, that's appropriate. But that is not considered to be, right, technically a mitzvah as opposed to simply a midas chasidus. When you look in the Me'iri in that sugi in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Bei, the Me'iri writes the following chiddush, the derech ha'ora omru. Right, what does that mean? That the Torah comments, the Torah suggests, zekei v'aveyu. Right, in terms of our earlier shiurim, that pasuk of Zekev Aveyu, number one, is Kodem Matan Torah. Number two, it's not written B'Lashon Tzivui. Sometimes you have Tzivuyim Kodem Matan Torah, we discussed. Here, it's not written as a Tzivui, nor is it a mitzvah which is given Achar Matan Torah. This is part of the Shira of Knesset Yisrael, the Shira Sayam of Zekev Aveyu. Using the categories we discussed on Shabbos? No, so this reflects the concept of Ratzon HaTorah. You see from the Torah, this is appropriate, no? This is an appropriate way of being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an appropriate way of showing, as Rashi said in Yom HaDafayin, Tiferes Baleo. But to call it a mitzvah daraisa, that's more difficult to do. We discussed earlier Shiurim, the Gemara Pesach Medav Dalet, Zrizim Akim the Mitzvot. To what extent is that a mitzvah? Is that Hanhaga Haru'uya? When the Meir, he quotes the Chiddush of Zrizim Akim the Mitzvot, that Sugin Yuman Dav Chavches, Zrizim Pesach Medav Dalet, the Meir Yuman Dav Chavches writes the following, right? It's appropriate to be Mizaris when it comes to fulfillment of mitzvot. Why? It's appropriate Lechos Bedarki Havos. Follow the practices of the avos. If the Torah praises Avraham Avinu for this conduct, that's something you should try to do. But again, comparable to the case of Hidra Mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't quite this as a mitzvah daraisa. The Meir doesn't say it's a chiyuv daraisa to do so. you see that this is an appropriate response. So that's a very interesting chiddush, that perhaps the broadest concept of zekem and nistalof of mitzvahs is hanhaga haruya, ratzon hatorah, midas chasidus. And that the Rambam does not emphasize. The Rambam highlights, right, the halachos ktsuvos that the Chachamim insisted based on the concept of Yidur Mitzvah. The Rambam does write, just in very broad strokes, the very last halacha, Nochas Yisrei HaMizbeach, in Perek Zayin Halacha Yid Aleph. That's very common with the Rambam, where the Rambam will mention all the halachos, the very last halacha is where the Rambam like sums up the halacha and hashkafa of the particular mitzvah. So in that halacha, that's where the Rambam writes that, he quotes Kayin and Hevel, the concept of Yisuri HaMizbeach, that a person should always offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which is the best that a person has. And the Rambam writes, this is not limited only to that context. The Rambam says, Hu hadin shekol davar shelashem hakelato, yena min hanah v'yoser. Right? Anything you do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the best. The Rambam writes, in Bana Beis Tefillah, when you're building a shul, Yenami Beis Yeshiva Shul, it should be nicer than your home. Right? It shouldn't be that the homes are all palatial, the shul, right, is very different. No? The Rambam gives you examples. You see that from Kayin and Hevel and so on. That's how the Rambam sums up Hilchas Yisrei HaMizbeach. That fact is certainly true. But in terms of the mitzvah, ktsuva, right, the hagdaras mitzvah, that's like the Miri writes, the derech ha'ara amru, right, that's the concept of zekeli vanveyu. So this is an aspect of hidr mitzvah b'chol ha'Torah kula, and then its relationship, as we'll now see, to the concept of ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah certainly is an example of halachos ktsuvos that are rooted in hidr. Right? The Chum just didn't simply say, have a beautiful menorah, have a beautiful ner. The whole concept of ner lecha lecha v'yachad, yam hayotzim, yam nechnasim, is similar to that latter category of halachos ktsuvos that are derived, deraisa derabanan, right from that pasuk of zekeli vanveyu. And here is, you know, right, the Gemara tells us several possibilities in terms of fulfillment of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah, the ikar ha-mitzvah of ner Yishuv Beiso, and the Mahadrin of Ner Lecha Lechad V'yachad, and the Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, that the number of Neros should correspond to the Mispar HaYamim, the Machlokas Beisilu Beishama, either Yam HaYotzim, Yam HaNichnasim, or Kneged Par HaChag, or that which is Mailin B'Kodesh. Good? So let's start each stage of the time. The Ikar Mitzvah is considered to be Ner Ish Ubeisa. Right, those terms, right, almost in a certain sense, seem to be at odds. If I were to ask you, what is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah chovas habayis? Is it a chovas hagavra? What exactly do we mean? Dikar mitzvah. Here the Gemara uses that dual terminology, ner ish ubeisa. Is it really a mitzvah ner ish? Maybe one could argue the following, that perhaps, enochinami, that each individual is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And even on the level of Ikar HaMitzvah, when that is in fact done, we'll have to find a model. Well, let's use for the time being a concept of Shomea Kona, even though this is only a mashal. It doesn't really mean Shomea Kona, that you have to be there necessarily, you have to have Kavana to be Yotzi and to hear every word and so on. But just as their concept of Shlichus and their concepts of Shomea Kona, maybe that's true here as well. That the mitzvah of Ner Yishuv Beiso means there is a chovas haprat, a chovas hagavra, that halakha is required. But yitzias yidei chovas al yidei acherim is not something which is so new to us. And that's the ikar mitzvah of Ner Yishuv Beiso. Maybe one could suggest the following chiddush, that what is mahadrin, ner lecha lechad v'yachad? Just as we discussed, that even in mitzvos where you could discharge the obligation on de'acherim, but there's a concept of a mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, even where you could be yotzei through someone else, but Tosa says ania is adif tfei because of zekei vanvehu. Maybe that's the relationship of ikar mitzvah and mahadrin. that Eino Chinami in terms of the Ikar Mitzvah, I could discharge my obligation through you, but the Ner L'Chalecha B'Echad is a form of Aniya is Adif Tfei Mishmiya, Zakev Anveihu, or Mitzvah Bo Yosei B'Shlucho, maybe that's true as well. Or maybe one could argue very differently, that's not the case at all. The Ikar HaMitzvah Ner Yishu Beisu means it's a Chovas HaBayis. What do you mean a Chovas HaBayis? Not the sticks and stones, the bricks of the home. No, Chovas HaBayis in the sense of Bayis Doluk. It's not that there is a Chovas HaPrat and one is being motzei the other, there's a formal sense of Shlichus. Maybe the Halacha requires that Persum and Issa insist that you have a Ner Doluk Babayis. And if there is a Ner Doluk Babayis, each one of us has satisfied our Chiyuv. Not b'toras mitzvah hagavra, but in terms of a chovas habayis, nerishu beso. Mashal mahadavra doma. There's a mitzvah and a chiyuv and comment upon the kohanim that the avoda will take place. So we have a rotation, a system of mishmar, bate avos. So let's assume a particular kohen is doing the avoda. So how is it that the other kohanim have fulfilled their chiyuv? Would you invoke shlichus? Would you invoke a shomea kohen? That when kohen A is doing the avodah, he is motzi shar kohenim yidei chavasam? Or would you argue no? In the broader chiyuv, no, that collectively the kohenim must see to it that the avodah continues. We discussed this last year in terms of the mitzvah of achilas kodshim, the chiddush of Eis HaLevi, right? That the mitzvah of achilas kodshim, perek aleph, in siman beis. In Perek Gimel, Simon and Aleph, those two places, the Beis Levi discusses it. No, it's a Chovas HaGavra. Generally not. It means that Shakod Shimi Achlu, that the carbon is consumed. Konim Ochlim Balim Iskaprim. So as long as that takes place, we have all discharged our obligation. Not because of Yatzamotzi and Shomei Ka'one and Shlichus, even without Shlichus. The collectivity of Shevet Kohen is responsible to see to it that Avodah takes place, that the Kodshim are eaten, and so on. And therefore, you set up the system as good. So maybe that's true when it comes to, again, the concept of an Er Doluk Babayis. As long as that has been done properly, a Bar Chiyuva has done so, that is considered to be sufficient. That's one chat we'll have to discuss. What is the highlight? Ner Ish or Besa? What exactly is the mechayiv of the mitzvah? At the chovas haprat, or is it considered to be what we'll term a chovas habayis? And in turn, what then is the case of mahadrin? How do you understand the concept of mahadrin? No? Here, two very different possibilities. Right? Ner l'cholechad v'yechad, the Rambam in Perek Dalev v'chaschanaka, halacha aleph, and the Ramah in Tafrei Shayin aleph. The Ramah writes that the concept of Mahadrin is individual lighting. Whereas Mikar Hadin, one person lights, Mahadrin means each person lights. According to Ramah, you can entertain that possibility, no? Of Ner Chanukah being a Chovas HaGavra, and even Mi'ikar Hadin Ner Ish Uveso, each one is Yotzei through another, but the Hidur is to be Yotzei individually. The Rambam has a very different scheme, as you know. When the Rambam writes Mahadrin, it's still only one person who's doing the Hadlaka. The Rambam just writes the following. The only issue is the Minyan Haneros. When the Baal HaBayis lights, how many candles is he lighting? So the Ikar HaMitzvah is he lights one candle per night. Mahadrin requires that, no, you light a candle for each one of the B'nai Bayis. So if you have a family of five candles on the first night. But the Maisa Hadlaka certainly isn't being done by the Baal HaBayis. If that's true, you can't understand Mahadrin, according to the Rambam, as a form of mitzvah bo'yosim b'shlucho. Certainly not. Even on the level of Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, the Maisa Hadlaka is being done by a single individual. This is just a question in terms of Mispar Haneros. There's nothing to do with that general issue of Aniya Adiv Tvei or Mitzvah B'Yosef B'Shlucha and the like. And then further machlokas, the Rambam and Tosus, another variable. When the Gemara comes on to Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, is that Mahadrin plus, or does that circumvent Mahadrin? Tosus writes in Shabbos and Avchavah from Abayis, right, just very simply, what is the whole purpose of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? Tosus assumes it's because there must be some heker through which a person can determine the particular night of Hanukkah. Yom Hayotzim, Yom Nichnasim, Bisalabe Shammai. But that's the whole purpose. You'll see four candles, you know it's the fourth night of Hanukkah. Tosa says that means that Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is a separate track. Cannot be built on Mahadrin. If it's built on Mahadrin, you defeat the whole purpose. You look in someone's window, you see 20 candles, you're clueless. No, you don't know. Second night of Hanukkah, 10 people. Fourth night of Hanukkah, 5 people. Fifth night of Hanukkah, 4 people. You've defeated the whole purpose. And therefore, the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah and mubchar is one menorah per household. And the Rambam disagrees that Rambam per daf of Hanukkah, both are necessary. Mahadrin, and on top of that, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. And therefore the Rambam writes you like the number of days times the number of people, and the Rambam spells it out for you in case you're unclear. Most of the matrix won't bother why the Rambam has to tell you all the math, but the Rambam writes that, look, you have 10 people in your home, and it's the 8th night of Hanukkah, the Balabayis lights 80 candles. That's what the Rambam tells us. You look in the window, you see 80 candles, you have no idea what's happening. You don't have to have any idea. Now who says, we'll have to see what this machlokas is based on, who says that heker is such an important thing? Who says that it must absolutely be nikar in looking at the neros, whether it's the fourth or the fifth night of Hanukkah? The Rambam dismisses that chiddush atosos. Where do you see that in fact this must be true? So one issue in terms of what is the essence of ner ishu beis al ikar mitzvah, and then issue two, mahadrin nelech alechad v'yechad, individually as the Rambam writes, common neros umadlik, and then the third issue, to what extent is mahadrin and a mahadrin based on Mahadrin and more, or no, this is a different path entirely. The Brisker Rav, as you know, right, discusses this Chiddush, question two, right, and that is this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rama, as to whether Mahadrin Erlech Halacha V'yechad means individual halacha or whether it is not. What is the basis of that machlokas? The Brisker Rav has the following approach. That this is an issue that is relevant to Hidur Mitzvah generally. And that is the following. To what extent must the Hidur Mitzvah and the Ikar HaMitzvah go hand in hand? Can you have a situation where the Ikar HaMitzvah is fulfilled now and the Hidur Mitzvah is fulfilled later? Can you have a situation where the Ikar HaMitzvah is fulfilled through A and the Hidur Mitzvah is fulfilled through B? Or does one argue that no, Hidur mitzvah means that the mitzvah should be performed ba'ofen hamahudar, not as a separate kiyum, but Hidur mitzvah is the manner in which the ikar hamitzvah is to be fulfilled, and therefore all of that will only be when the ikar hamitzvah and by the individual who is fulfilling the ikar hamitzvah. Mashlana Hadaradoma, Rav Chaim raised the following question. A person has two esrogim. One, if it's kosher, it's magnificent. All the hidurim. But it might be a morkov. Right? I don't know whether this is an esrog, maybe it was grafted. The other esrog is vadai kosher. We know it's yichis. Vadai kosher. But it's not mahudar. So you don't have to pick and choose. So take both of them. But which one should you take first? So Reb Chaim suggested the following, that first take the one that is very mahudar, safek kosher, and then cover yourself with the safe one. Because if you take the safe one first, you're yotzei. You fulfill the mitzvah, l'kavta l'achem. Now a minute later, you take that lulav, that esrog, which is mahudar, even if it's an esrog which is kosher, you still have not fulfilled the mitzvah v'lo kaftan lachem with an esrog which is mahudar. because you fulfilled the mitzvah a minute ago. The mitzvah already came to its completion. If you take the one that is mehudar safek kosher, there's a chance. Now, if it turns out to be an esrog which is kosher, beautiful, and if not, the safety net. But if you cover the safe option first, that's it. There's no longer a kiyum. Let's assume I take my esrog and it's vaday kosher. Later in the day, I see someone has an esrog that's magnificent. Would it be a kiyum to take their lulav and esrog? According to this lamdas, you already fulfilled the mitzvah. That whole assumption is when it comes to hidra mitzvah, there the ikra mitzvah, the hidra mitzvah must go hand in hand. Cannot be fulfilled b'zeh or zeh. Rishkrog is the following example. That's sugin of kuflam gilma beis of hidra mitzvah. One of the cases the Gemara discusses, as we mentioned, is that of bris milah. Removing, right, all of the arla is hidra mitzvah. But to have a milah ksheira, rov, or this considered to be sufficient, that's part of case that came up we discussed yesterday. Is that also noi yofi cheftza? Or maybe that's comparable to other cases, aruba kekulo. Maisa hamilah. So the Gemara says the following chiddush, that hamal, person is doing bris milah, kolzman she'oseh hamilah, so as long as he is involved in maisa hamilah, choz rafila tzidshin makanes hamilah, remove all the orla. Remove all of it. Zekim aveyu. What happens if Piresh? What happens if all of a sudden the mole stops? And now the bris milah is complete. Then choz ala tzitzin hamak v'nes hamilah. Look, if you didn't do enough for the yitzias of Yehovah, of course you have to continue. But if once Piresh, you stopped, now eno choz ala tzitzin shemak v'nes hamilah. Don't continue. So the Brisker points out this is already a ha'ara of the tour in Reish Samach Dalet in Yerodei, Nochos Mila. There's a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. What was that case? Hamal. Rashi writes the one word, but critical. Hamal is Shabbos. This is talking about a Bris Mila on Shabbos. So the problem is the following, as we discussed in our Shiurim. Bris Mila is Doche Shabbos. Hidra mitzvah is not Doche Shabbos. So bris milah is Doche Shabbos, a very important question. So do I only do that which is minimally necessary for the purpose of bris milah? Or am I allowed to remove all the arla? So that's exactly, Rashi understands the sugya. If it's the same maisa hamitzvah, the same maisa chavala, then you can continue. But once Piresh, once you stop, now what? To further remove the Arla is a new act of Chovel. That Chavel is only for the purpose of Hidur Mitzvah. In such a case, that's not allowed on Shabbos. Only a Milah Bizman is Doche Shabbos, not the Hidur aspect. If it's done in one Maisa HaMitzvah, it's viewed as a seamless act of Chavel, which is Mutter. So Poshim Shad in that case, where the mole stopped, the Bismillah was completed, now what? So what would you instruct? So the Chor, the Pesach Halach would be the following. Don't do anything now, but tomorrow remove the Tzitzin, Shemak, and Esamila. When the Rambam quotes this Halach, in Hilchos Milah, Perek Beis, Halach Adalid, the Rambam quotes it Bechol. In Beis Dal, the Rambam is talking about Milah Bechol. And there the Rambam cites his whole Gemara. Later, the Rambam discusses Bris Milah on Shabbos. You know, we had the earlier case, Chovel, no? Dav Kuf Mem Dal Rabbeis. And the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but most Rosh Hashanah is obviously. The Gemara is talking about Shabbos. This is Masechta Shabbos, no? The Gemara is talking about Shabbos. That Chiddush Rabbein Yotam, no, not true. The Gemara didn't say it. It's talking about Yantif, not talking about Shabbos. No? Yeah, this is the Sukkah of Hidra Mitzvah. Rashi assumes, yeah, but the Masechta Shabbos. No, we're talking about Hamal v'Shabbos. And the Rambam assumes, no, this is a Milah B'chol. So the following question then, what's wrong? What's the Rambam's issue? Why does the Rambam assume that if Piresh Eino Chozer, B'chol? The answer is not because of Chilul Shabbos. The answer is the following. Once the mitzvah is complete, you can no longer have the later Kiyum HaMitzvah either. And therefore the Rambam even assumes b'chol, the Piresh, that's comparable to Reb Chaim's case, that once you're vada yotze, so what do you mean you take another luluv, take another esrog? How does that help? You were still yotze yidechavaso with the first maisel latila. Who had denami? The brismilas performed, that's not considered to be the kimazakem aveyu. So that's the chiddush, the brisgrav writes in Hilchos Mila, you see, the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether the kiyum of hider mitzvah can be fulfilled independently, or whether the kiyum must be hand in hand with that of the ikra mitzvah. Okay, good, beautiful. Now the chiddush of the brisgrav, al gabe chiddush, and that is, this is l'shitase of Ner Hanukkah. The Rambam who assumes Piresh Eino Chozer, that link between Iker and Hider must be seamless, no hefsek whatsoever, is why the Rambam assumes that if the Balabayis is performing the Iker HaMitzvah, it must be that the Hider Mitzvah is fulfilled Al Yedei Oso HaMadlik, the Balabayis. What do you mean that you will light the Iker Mitzvah, you will light the Hider Mitzvah? How does that work? It's not to be viewed independently as a separate kiyum, but that the mitzvah is supposed to be fulfilled ba'ofen hamahudar. So whoever is performing the ikra mitzvah, they perform the inner mitzvah. The Rama, right, in Hilchos Mila and Reish Samach Daled, paskins like Rashi. This is only a Shabbos problem, but b'chol, of course, piresh chozer. Even in Shabbos, so tomorrow, finish the Bris Mila. Just as that's true when it comes to Bris Mila, hu hadinami. You can have, right, the Iker HaMitzvah. One person fulfills the Iker HaMitzvah, and the next stage of the Mahadrin. There's no need that the one who fulfills Iker HaMitzvah, he is the one who fulfills the Hidur. That's l'shitase of the Bris Karav. The Rambam l'shitase, and the Ramah, right, in Reish Samach Daled and Tav Reish Ayin Aleph. One could question this l'shitase, right, in many different ways. This, the Minchas Asher and Shabbos and Siman Lamed Beis, it points out just the following ha'aras in terms of possible objections to this approach. Objection number one is the following. Can one equate the Hidur Mitzvah of Bris Mila with the Mahajan of Ner Chanukah? Maybe not. Maybe not at all. As an example, do we make a bracha on Mahajan? Maybe yes. We'll discuss that in more detail. The Chus Rabbi Kveger and Simon Yud Gimel. Do make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah. Let's say that case of Tzitzin Shein Makan Esamila. That Ramah. You don't make a bracha on Tzitzin Shein Makan Esamila. As an example. Let's assume that case of the Ramah. You did the Maisa Amila and Piresh. And now you have to go back and move the Tzitzin Shein Makan Esamila. Don't do it on Shabbos because of Chilul Shabbos. Do it b'chol. Do you make a bracha on the Tzitzin Shein Makan Esamila? Ramah says no. Yerder Reis Samachay. Ein Mevarchim. Ner Chanukah, not so simple. Do you make a bracha on Mahadrin? Now let's assume the Ramah's case. What does Mahadrin mean? Ner Chalechad V'yach means everyone lights individually. So what happens? So the Balabayis lights, and then the second person lights. It's an interesting issue. Does the second person make a bracha? Obviously. The second person makes a bracha, no? So what do you see from that? I'll tell you a couple of possibilities. Now, one possibility is this, that there's a bracha on Mahadrin. There's a bracha on Mahadrin. Even though the Ikar Mitzvah is already fulfilled, there's a bracha on Mahadrin. Hi, the Ramah writes, there's no bracha on Hidra Mitzvah. Yeah, maybe that Hidra Mitzvah and Kuf Lamed Gimel, the broad Zekei Van Veyu, there's no bracha. But in the halacha, ktsuv, as we discussed before, of nirlachalecha v'yechad, yam hayotzi v'nechnasim, ala b'kodesh, pariachag, maybe that's inherent, that's part of the takon of Ner Chanukah. And of that there is a bracha. Maybe you'll tell me a very different approach. You know, maybe there's no bracha on Hidr when it comes to Ner Chanukah as well. Maybe there is no bracha. I have asked you, how does person to make a bracha? No, it's like fancy Chiddush. That's what Rabbi Kveger mentions also in Shivut Gimel. When person two lights, what is he fulfilling? Only Hidr? Or is he fulfilling Iker? What is he fulfilling? No? Maybe one could argue a very great Chiddush. Iker, not Hidr, Iker. You're going to light separately. So therefore what? You're in your homes. Your father lights. With that, you're Yotzei the Ikar Mitzvah. And now you are only fulfilling Mahajan and a great Chiddush. You can make a bracha Mahajan. Maybe I'll tell you no. When your mindset is that you're going to be lighting independently, your lighting is not just Mahajan. Your lighting is Ikar HaMitzvah. That also may depend on what we discussed earlier. Is the Ikar HaMitzvah Chovas HaGavra with Shlichus with Yisiyas Dechova? Or is the Ikar HaMitzvah just Ner Dolut Labayis? That's a fascinating issue, that no? When the Ramah allows person to light with the bracha, is that a bracha on Hidr? Or is that the Ikar HaMitzvah? Maybe tell me it's an Ikar HaMitzvah. I could have been Yotze with the Ikar Mitzvah, but clearly here I'm not intending to do so. I'm intending to like myself, because I know it's better to be Yotzei Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. So maybe my hadlaka is on the Ikar HaMitzvah. See, can you bring a raya from person two to making a bracha on Hidr Mitzvah in general? A very important issue. Let's say, for example, a person makes a mistake. Let's say a person didn't recite a bracha, and he lit a candle. So tonight, he lit his candle. I forgot to recite a bracha. But look, you still have candle 2 and 3 and 4. No? So can I make a bracha on the remaining hadlaka? What's the remaining hadlaka? Not Ikar Mitzvah. The remaining hadlaka is only Hidur. Can you make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah? No? That's what Rabbi Kivik discussed in the Chuvah and Shavir Gimel. Can you make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah? Can you make a bracha lachar asiyasa? Can you make a bracha b'meshach asiyasan? Can you make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah? Rabbi Kivik discusses all three of those possibilities. Let's say a guy made a mistake. No, let's say a guy thought it was the fourth night of Hanukkah. He did four candles. It turns out it was the fifth night of Hanukkah. So he didn't fulfill the Mahadrin in a Mahadrin. No? Would you tell that person to light again five candles? And if you do, would you tell a person to make a bracha? Can you have a bracha on Hidur? Fasting issue. So there's definitely a bracha, according to Ramah, when the second person lights. So what are the possibilities? Either there's a bracha on Mahadrin. So then you have to ask yourself, but if there's a bracha on Mahadrin, you must see that this Hidur is different from other Hidurim, no? This Hidur is part of the Takana, part of the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. It can warrant a bracha. Not true when it comes to Hidur Mitzvah generally. Maybe you'll tell me, no, there's no Raya whatsoever because it's Ikra Mitzvah. If that's true, if it's Ikra Mitzvah, then again you can question the Chiddush the Biskarav, no? So what's the problem then, no? The Biskarav pointed out the problem is, how can you explain as the Ramah, A and B light separately, the one who fulfills the Ikra Mitzvah, that's the Hidur Mitzvah. Well, if you're assuming it's that possibility in Rabbi Kveger as an example, then that's not true. When I have in mind that I'm light independently, that's the Ikar HaMitzvah, so why would the Rambam object to that? No? That's no longer a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah. There's a problem of Hefsek, a Pireish. Now, maybe that's considered to be the Ikar HaMitzvah. So one could certainly argue that Ner Chanukah is quite different than Hidur Mitzvah Chol HaTorah Kula. I'll even give you the following example. That whole Sugya in Bava Kama Dav Tes, Hidur Mitzvah and Shlish. Hidur Mitzvah and Shlish. What's the Ikar Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? One, 8 candles. Right? And what's the Hidur Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? 36 candles. So you could be out, say, with one candle light, a total of 8 candles, and Hidur Mitzvah requires that you light 1 through 8, 36 candles. That's Achlish. Normally Achlish means that let's see how you could minimally fulfill the mitzvah, and then you're expected to raise a third. And here what? You're obligated to spend almost 4 times as much. 5 times as much. For Hidra mitzvah. Is that part of the normal Achazekim Vanveyu? Or do you see, apparently, no, that's not true. This is a separate takana of Mahadran, Mahadran, Mina Mahadran, which is not part of the Zekim Avil B'chola Torah Kula. Yeah, obviously, they're rooted in the same spirit, right? That mitzvah should be done, both on HaMahudar, but this is not the technical loch of Hida Mitzvah, otherwise it should be Kapai Achlish. Even in Hilchos Mila, you could point out the following difficulty. If you look just as an example, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Aleph, that's where the Mishnah Berurah discusses Bris Mila and Shabbos and Sivkot and Dalet. Mishnah Berurah writes the following, but take a look. We discussed in the past that there was a minhag of having two mo'alim. Sometimes do the Bris Mila. One to remove Lor HaMila, one to remove Lor HaPriya. Right? Let's assume mo'al A removes Lor HaMila, and then mo'al B is called upon to remove Lor HaPriya. Good? So mo'al A removes Lor HaMila, mo'al B removes Lor HaPriya. Now mo'al A all of a sudden realizes that, you know what, some of the tzitzin are still present. Mo'al B tells mo'al A, you know, there's still some tzitzin that are there. Mishnah Berurah writes the following chiddush. But take a look, the kol zman shu osek b'mitzvasa, the mitzvah bris milah didn't yet come to an end. We're still involved in the bris milah. So therefore, the rishon is allowed, ligmur said tzitzin shein mafkin. That's not called pirish. Just because someone else was involved, just because there was a small hefsek, that's not pirish. Pirish means that the mitzvah came to a conclusion. Here, the mitzvah as of yet did not come to a conclusion, that's not called pirish. That's a very great chiddush. No, person A does the milah, now person B steps in, that's still not called pirish, and person A can continue. No? Why is it not called pirish? Because the mitzvah didn't come to an end yet. You see, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that pirish doesn't simply mean did you stop. Pirish means that you came to the Gemara HaMitzvah. In which case, you could question also this application of Hanukkah. The fact that person A is doing the Iker and person B is doing the Hider, is that necessarily pirish? In a parallel case of Bris Milah, this is an example, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that that's not called pirish at all. These are the objections, the ha'aras that Rav Weiss has to the mahalik of the Bris Kerov, the Chiddush and Bris Milah, and the Lishitase of Ner Chanukah. So how else would you understand this possibility? This machlokes, whether Ner Lachol Echad V'Yachad means each person lights individually, or whether it means Kamen Eros Nalik, whether the Balabayis lights. So maybe this reverts back to our initial question of the Ikar HaMitzvah, Ner Ishu Beisa. The Ikar HaMitzvah, is that a Choves HaPrat? Ner Ish, each individual is obligated Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, but all the Bnei Abayis are Yotzei through the one who lights, similar to Shlichu, similar to Shomea Ka'one. But even in terms of Ikar HaMitzvah, the mitzvah sadlaka is a chovas haprat like every other mitzvah. Or could one assume that's not true? Chovas habayis. Chovas habayis. Just as when it comes to the Kohanim, when it comes to the Beis Av, the Beis Av and the Mishmar has to see to it that the avodah is performed, that mei beinayhem, that is accomplished to Adonami when it comes to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If one person lights, we are exempted. But it's not that if one person lights, he is being motzi us. The Kohen HaOvid is being motzi Shar HaKohanim. No, the Kohanim, their obligation is satisfied by the fact that the Kohen HaOvid did the Avodah, ate the Kodeshim, that's fine. Right? Their obligation has been satisfied, but not that he is motzei aserabim midei chavoso. The Nitziv has the following mashal. The Nitziv is found in the Shultos and Shultan Nun Dalet when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush. We've discussed many times on Reish Ayin Aleph who has to drink the kos of Kiddush. The Gaon HaMavarech Tzorach Shiito, the Makadish drinks. the second day in Shulchan Aruch, one person has to drink, either the Mekadesh or any other person, but it's necessary to drink a shir. The Ritva writes, Achidish, the possibility of Tziruf, everybody takes a sip, right? And as long as the yain is consumed, that's sufficient. So let's assume simply, if the Mekadesh drinks, that's fine. Even if one of the Mesubim drinks, it's also okay. So how does that work? How is it that I fulfill my Chovas Hashtia by the Mekadesh drinking? But that's a Shomea Kona. Shomea Kona applies to Shtia. It applies to Achila, applies to Shtia. I'll watch you eat your matzah, and I'm Yotzei through Shlichus or Shomea Kona. So certainly not. So how is it that he drinks and I'm Yotzei? So then Achiv just comments that obviously it's not a mitzvah hagavra that everyone has to drink the yayin, but rather that mebeneihem, from among them, the kos must be consumed. A detail, whether one person has to drink or even tziruf, or it was even a greater chiddush. But the shtiyas hakos is not a mitzvah hagavra. But the Rambam writes, dalat kosus is a mitzvah hagavra. So of course you're not yotzei through his drinking. But the halach of Kiddush is not shtiyas achovas hagavra. Shtiyas hakos is mibineihem, ba'oso hachabura. They will see to it that the kos is consumed. You don't need shomea kona. How does shomea kona work? If you would need it, it wouldn't work. Now that's the Netziv writes. And then the Netziv just adds a line, ke'ein ner l'cholecha b'yechad, just like Mahadrin. That's what the Netziv writes, just like Mahadrin. He adds that line. What does that mean? You're not Yotzi through Shomea Ka'ona. You're not being Yotzi through Shlichus. You're my Shliach in drinking the Kol Shel Bracha. If the Kol Shel Bracha is consumed, that's sufficient. If you have an Erev Dolok Babayis, that is sufficient. What does that mean? Niftarin al yidei acherim, but not yotzin al yidei acherim. Not yotzin. Right? They're exempted in the sense that they satisfied the halacha. These are two very different ways of understanding the Ikar HaMitzvah. So now the next step. What is Mahadrin? Ner l'cholecha v'yechad. According to the first possibility, Ner Chanukah is a chovas haprat, you understand very well the link between Ikar HaMitzvah and Mahadrin. Even the Ikar HaMitzvah is a chovas haprat, a chovas hagavra, near Ish, but the Torah envisions a lot of different possibilities, a Shomea Kona, a Shlichus. But as we pointed out, the Mitzvah Be'osu B'Shlucho, Ani as opposed to Shmia, that's Mahadrin. It's an enhanced Kiyum if you do it yourself. So what does it mean if you do it yourself? That the Balabaya should light another candle for you? No, that's not. Ner L'cholecha V'yechad, that you should be Madlik independently. That Pashav Shat is the Ramah. Not to be Yotzei through any vehicle of Shlichus or a Shomea Ka'onet, but the Mitzvah B'Shlemusso, that each person should be Yotzei B'Fnei Atzmo. So therefore the Ramah assumes the Devar Pashut. What does it mean? Yodach Alecha V'Yechad? Each person lights. What about according to the Ramah? Pashav Shat the Ramah. The Rambam assumes that Ner Chanukah is a track two. Chovas Habayis, Ner Yishuv Beiso. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Dalet of Chovas Chanukah, Mitzvasa Shia Kol Bayis Ubayis Madlik Ner Echad. It's like the Netziv's case of Shtiyas Sakos, like the example of Kohani Hamishmar, Achilas Kodshim. That's true if you're not dealing with a chovas haprat. So then, what is Mahadrin? Mahadrin does not mean each person fulfilled the mitzvah independently. That never changed. Ikar hamitzvah is a chovas habayis. Mahadrin remains a chovas habayis. Shemibinehen. that should be accomplished. What is Mahadrin? What is Mahadrin? So here one could suggest the following Chiddush. Whereas according to the Rama, based on Tosus, that Mahadrin is a fundamental distinction. According to the Rambam, maybe that's not true. The Ikar HaMitzvah is a single name. Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, are similar sense that it is Ribui Neiros, Tosefes Neiros. Even though technically speaking, one Neir is sufficient, it's a greater, let's assume Pirsum Hanes, a greater Kiyum Hadlaka, to have an abundance of Neiros. An abundance of Neiros. I'll give you an example. This is a mashal, the Rav Yair writes, but it's clear where he got this from. You're all familiar in Er Shabbos, no? The Mikra Hadin, you don't have to have so many candles. But the Minag, that's the Rav Yair, the Minag of lighting the Neros corresponding to the Minyan of Anshei Habayis, right? You have your two and you add for children and so on. What is that based on? The Rav Yair writes, that's based on the Mahadrin of Nelech Lecha V'Yechad, of Hilchas Chanukah. Just like that you're going to light, right, a candle for everyone, Ribui Neiros, you could fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg with minimal amount of Neiros. But it's a Ribui Neiros. It's a Tosefes. Ribui Or, Tosefes Or, Ribui Neiros. That is considered to be an enhancement of Oneg. So who are the Nami? And its source is Chanukah. That doesn't mean a shift from Achavas HaGavra and not reliance on Mitzvah Shlucho, not reliance on Shomei HaKone. It means that the Ikar Mitzvah true can be filled minimally, but the Ribui, the Tosefes, is considered to be part of Mahadrin. Ribui Neiros. Right, that's interesting Chiddush. The concept of Ribui Neiros. Not Achavas HaGavra. It's simply Ribui Neiros. Just as the Rambam understood, what is the purpose of Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin? Ribui Neiros, Tosefes Or. Don't just light one candle. Light an abundance of candles. So, Kineged Anshei Habayis, or Kineged Yam HaYotzim Nechnasim, all that simply is part of the Kineged Mi. Right, the Ribui Neiros. That's how the Rambam understood Mahadrin, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. In fact, one could now even go a step further. Tosos understood that again, let's say based on this Rama, no, that Mahadrin is an essential difference. No? Whereas initially we're relying on Ashlichus or Ashamei HaKone, Mahadrin means no mitzvos mishlucho. That's an inherent difference in the quality of the mitzvah, no? Tosos also understood that the same thing is true of the next step of Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, no? Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is also a qualitative difference. Why? Because Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim. That's the Pir Saman Ace. You'll be able to see it's the fourth night, it's the fifth night, you'll know, right? The greatness of the Nase. That's also the Shita say, no? That's why Tosus is so bothered by the Rambam's position, no? Where Tosus says that you can't argue that Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin is built on Mahadrin. Because if so, 20 candles, what does that accomplish? And the assumption of Tosus is each stage of the Takana was an essential qualitative difference. No? So therefore, Tosus says, if the Gemara mandates Yam HaYotzim HaNichnasim, 20 candles is not going to do that. It must be nikar, it must be obvious, it must be apparent. What would the Rambam argue? No, that's not true at all. Now the Rambam argues the following, that it's a Chovas HaBayis. Mikar HaDin Yotzi with a single candle. Good. But the Gemara assumes it's considered to be a Tosefes. If in fact you will have, right, a candle corresponding to everyone, that's an enhancement of Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara says further, it's an enhancement also if you correspond to the number of days. Ribui Neiros, it's just keneged me. The Gemara was not suggesting a qualitative difference in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but simply quantitatively, Ribui Neiros is an enhanced Kiyum. So the Rambam writes Kabbalah. So if you have 10 people in your home, I say that at Hanukkah, you have 80 candles. That's terrific. All of these halachos of Nerdachalecha Be'echad or Yotzim and Nichnasim were just simply manifestations of Tosefes Neiros. Right? And not arbitrarily, I'll just light 100 candles. So the Gemara's connected me. There should be some correspondence. The fact that it's Nikar, not Nikar, that's irrelevant. Now, where do you see that it must be Nikar? Why is that so critical? The Gemara just tells us that Enochinami, that Tosefes Neiros is an enhanced Kiyum of Mahajim, Mahajim, and a Mahajrin. So the Rambam's not bothered by the fact that you see 80 candles, you can't tell what night Chanukah is. You don't have to tell how many people there are in the house. You don't have to tell what night of Chanukah it is. These are just simply manifestations of Ribui Neiros. If you look in the Ritva gives a fascinating argument. The Ritva writes that the Rambam must be correct. That Mahajrim and a Mahajrim is built on Mahajrim. And you know what the Ritva's Rai is? Very simply. The assumption of the Ritva is that the whole purpose of Mahajrim, Mahajrim, and Mahajrim, he doesn't spell this out, is to have extra Neiros, Tosefes Nor, extra. So the Ritva raised the following kasha against Tosus. If Mahajrim and a Mahajrim is a different track, so wait a second. If you're fulfilling Mahajrin, Mina Mahajrin, how many candles do you light according to Tosos? 36? Right? If you were just to rely on Mahajrin, how many candles would you light? The Ritva writes, maybe many, many more. No? If you have a family of two, okay, you're right, it's 16 candles. That's Mahajrin, two a night. And if you have a family of three and a family of four, you have a family of five? So you're lighting less candles now for Mahajrin, Mina Mahajrin, than you would have for Mahajrin. No? So you have a family with a few children, so Mahajrin means you like more, and Mahajrin, Mina Mahajrin means you like less? Why should that be? That's the Raya of the Ritva, that Mahajrin, Mina Mahajrin must be like the Rambam built on Mahajrin. You never light less from Mahajrin and a Mahajrin. Right? Exponentially, you multiply, right, the Mahajrin times the Yom Yotzin, times the Nechnasin. Because without that, you're lighting less candles. Why is that such a tragedy if you light less candles? So you light less candles. Tosa didn't realize that. That if you have a large family, you're lighting less candles from Mahajrin and a Mahajrin than from Mahajrin. Because Tosa is assuming that the number of Neiros in and of itself is not the Hidur. The correspondence is the Hidur. Right? That it's another chalecha v'yachad, each person fulfills mitzvah yosh v'shlucho, or k'neged yamim yotzin, yamim yotzin, but the Ritva was assuming not true. The Hidur is ribui neiros, and since in fact that's true, ribui neiros, so then you understand very well that you have to argue that Mahajrim and a Mahajrim is in fact built on Mahajrim. That's an important chiddush. One could argue as follows as well. Mahajrin mina Mahajrin. Good. Mahajrin is near the Chol Echad V'Yachad. Who does that include? Who does that include? Near the Chol Echad V'Yachad. It's an interesting issue. Maybe to some extent that could be predicated on this issue as well. If you assume, like the Ramah writes, that is a fundamental shift of not reliance on others but independent lighting, then one could discuss an interesting issue, you know, the Mishnah Berurah and so on, whether that applies to a wife. If there's a concept of Ishto Kegufo, so maybe, even if daughters will light separately, a wife will not light separately. Not the most common practice, not following the Mishnah Berurah. That's true, if you understand that it's a Chovas HaGavra, maybe one could argue that Ishto Kegufo. If one will argue that no, like the Rambam writes, Kamenir Sumadlid, the mitzvah is that you should like corresponding to the number of people in your home. The Rambam includes everyone. The Rambam writes you have a family of 10, you light 80 candles. That includes men, women, children, everyone. You don't get onto that issue that if it's a chuvas agavra, independent, biyotze with the husband, it's a mitzvah of tosefes or kineged anshei habayis. So kineged anshei habayis, l'chora, that would embrace everyone. When the Rambam is lighting his 80 candles, that's for the 10 people in the house, and the wife is one, and the daughters are one, and the infants could be one. It's not that you deal with the people who are the bnei chiyuva, now you decide, do you light separately, do you light together? No, maybe that's the chiddush. See, if this is true as an example, this is an example that the whole mechayiv of the mitzvah is tosefes. Again, this is not a kasha, but you understand very well why all of a sudden Beis Hillel invokes the concept of Ma'alin V'Kodesh. That's a Rebbe Chiddush Ma'alin V'Kodesh, no? Doesn't Rebbe agree to the concept of Ma'alin V'Kodesh? But Beis Shammai denies that. You know why Ma'alin V'Kodesh here is such a Chiddush? Because Ma'alin V'Kodesh usually applies to Cheftza, no? Cheftza. You have a Sefer Torah. Something is used for a Sefer Torah. What, you're going to use that object for something that you can't do? Right? You have klav, where the ibud was done for the purpose of Sefer Torah. Don't use it for mezuzah. There's a kedushas hachefza. What is the great chiddush here? Ma'alin b'kodesh. But this is chefza? This is not chefza. No, this is minyan, no? You want to know whether to count up or to count down? So, to the mitzvah of counting, will apply counting up because of Ma'alin V'Kodesh. That's a very great chiddush, that's true. Rav Soloveitchik once argued, interesting chiddush, when Beis Shammai says Pari HaChag, does that mean there's an inherent link between Pari HaChag and Er Chanukah? Maybe yes, but maybe no. Maybe Beis Shammai and Pari HaChag, Rav suggested, was just responding to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that Ma'alin V'Kodesh requires that you count up. See what Beis Shammai said? Look at the Karbanos and Sukkos. You have a sequence, you have a series. You don't count up, you count down. So what do you see from that? That's a violation of Ma'alin V'Kodesh? Of course not. There's no halach of Ma'alin V'Kodesh in terms of minyan, rather in terms of cheftza. That's the nature that was poshim shan legemara, Ma'alin V'Kodesh and Pari HaChag. Pari HaChag is not a new mechayiv. Pari HaChag is just an argument that Beis Shammai put forward against Beis Hillel that there's nothing wrong with counting down. But just the following ha'ara, if you understand, let's say, the Rambam Shita, that the whole nature of Mahadrin is Ribui Neiros, Tosefes Or, you understand very well why Beis Hillel would argue, good, not true when it comes to Karbanos. But here, Ma'alin V'Kodesh. That's the whole nature of the Hidur. The whole nature of the Hidur is to have a Ribui Neiros. So Ribui Neiros makes sense that, you know, you start and you ascend. That's the Ma'alin V'Kodesh. The mitzvah here is a mitzvah of minyan and ribui neiros. Even if in other cases, maybe that's not in a sense true. Maybe that in fact wouldn't apply. Maybe this is again a very different insight as in terms of the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos. All emanating from how you understand their ishu beso, which is the ikar ha-mitzvah, the emphasis on ish, emphasis on beso. And the Rambam, who seems to indicate stressing, called bayis ubayis, as a chovas habayis, the Rambam understood this is even true when it comes to mahajim hanamidim mahajim. And therefore, the Rambam did not argue like individually, but rather this is all common eros, humadlik. And you don't have the need to equate this with hida mitzvah chalot harakula. Again, here, the halacha in cheftz is a cheftza other than the ikar mitzvah. That's not what we normally assume when it comes to Lulavna, Sukkana, Shofarna, it means also a Chevtza. Here we're saying Mahajim requires another additional object, much more than Shlish. Here this is just part of the nature of the Takana of Ner Chanukah, of the Takana of Mahadrin, to have Ribu Neros, to Sefes Neros, but under what Hagdara? Right, endlessly, light 1,000 candles. Stacham Ramagdir, Kinegran Shevayis, Kinegyam Yotzim, Nechnasim, but all simply as a function of ribui of Tosefes Neiros. Okay, we don't have time. We'll have to discuss. Maybe wait until I guess sometime next week. We'll have to discuss some of the hashkaf of Ner Chanukah, right? The Yevanim, Knesset Yisrael, the different elements of Kedusha. the link between Limud HaTorah and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Right? The Chazal always tell us some of the Menorah Mikdash is supposed to represent Limud HaTorah, especially Torah Shebaal Peh. So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll find the time to touch on some of those issues as well. Okay, the next year will be Mitzvah Hashem on Monday.